Crosby to kick it off, right to left, a low kick, bouncing, picked up by one of the up men at the 30, 35-yard line, and that's Dan Connolly at the 40, 45, 50, left side of the 40, 35-yard line, 30, 25, 20, 15 to the 10, to the 5, and inside the 5, Dan Connolly,
oh my goodness, big old guard. Oh, my goodness.
How about that? Connolly lugging 313 pounds down the field, taking the short kickoff, bouncing kickoff by Green Bay, and Connolly stunned everybody in the joint, including the Packers.
Jeff Howe's got something for you on that. On The Athletic right now, Jeff Howe joins us. He's brought to you by Rockland Federal Credit Union. Times have been tough. Rockland Federal Credit Union can help with the products you need, a free on-demand credit monitoring tool, and the personal service you deserve. Visit rfcu.com today. Rockland Federal Credit Union, our legacy, our future. Jeff Howe with us now on Patriots Preview, driven by your New England Honda dealers. Jeff, how you doing?
All right. Finally starting to, get my back in order after that not-so-fluffy snow the other day.
Yeah, oh, you had a little back issue, fluffy. Did you?
Oh, I mean, come on. Who couldn't? That stuff was
heavy.
Brutal.
You got to get an errands. You got to get an errands. I had my errands out there in the driveway.
Just I don't have an errands. I do have a good snowblower, but, man.
You don't have the best.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, how can you say you have a good snowblower if you don't have an errands?
I mean, there's good ones, but you want the best. That's
errands
what you
is
want.
The best.
All right, Jeff, so where are you at on this Patriots season right now, and what's your view of the next 3 weeks? Are the Patriots just playing out the string, or do you believe them when they tell you they still have a chance, a very small chance?
They haven't really had a chance since Houston, and that's just you couldn't lose that game. Losing that game set you up to have a perfect finish to the regular season, which, I mean, was basically out the window with the loss to the Rams. But it also hasn't helped the fact that the teams that they're trying to chase just aren't losing and are not losing enough. There's too much ground to make up. This is just one of those years where it looks like you're probably going to need 11 wins to get into the playoffs, and the math doesn't work out for the Patriots. Now, I do believe because of the way that they're playing, I think we've talked about this before, with there's a lot to like about the locker room, the makeup, the carryover that you can take into the offseason and potentially 2021 with the leadership, the way that they're taking the coaching. I think there are some good signs there that, you know, they're not just going to go through the motions over the next few weeks. But, and honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if they beat Miami today. I think that they have a really good chance to throw Tua off his game. I think there's some carryover. There's some positive stuff that you can take into next season. But no, they don't have a chance in the world of getting to the playoffs.
Well, I would disagree with that. They have a 4% chance, and you know, I'll take that. You know, saying they have a chance. I want to ask you about Chase Winovich because Shalique Calhoun has now been activated off IR. Chase Winovich, last game we saw against the Rams, the snaps were down again, 24 snaps, that's 38%. How do the Patriots look at him this year, and do they feel like he's made the progress they thought he would make in year two?
I would think so, because even – in the strange occurrences when the snaps have been down, it's still a pretty big uptick from what his playing time was last year. I think last year he played 20 to 25% of the overall defensive snaps. So he's become more of a full-time player this year to a large extent, obviously, again, with a few exceptions. And last week, taking him off the field more than usual was strange. It was just, I think, the second game that he's had all season when he didn't record a sack, QB hit, or pressure. But he's got, I think, about 45 of those this season. So he leads the team by a pretty considerable margin. And we'll see what he is as a run defender. Now, I think, is he significantly worse than anybody else defending the run this season? No, not at all. I think that one of the biggest surprises is a guy like John Simon has taken a step back where teams are consciously running at John Simon. And I don't know if that's because his performance is down, if he doesn't have enough help around him, whatever. Anyway, I don't think that Winovich is a step back from any of those guys. So maybe it's just a way, you know, similar to the way that they handled J.C. Jackson in the past couple of years, where you know the talent's there, but maybe you're just trying to get more out of him from the stuff that we don't see. And I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing stuff against the wall with that one. But it's, you know, it's possible.
I just kind of look at, just to, you know, piggyback on that, if there are deficiencies there in terms of addressing the run, it's kind of like, how does the guy get better if you don't give him the chance to show that he's, okay, I can play better technique, Bill. I can set the edge better. If you just sort of, you know, condemn him to, well, not good enough, not a good enough option to play against a running team or a zone team, then how does he ever improve? You know, that would just sort of be my point. I think that's part of player development, is giving a guy a chance to show, I can make the strides you're asking me to make.
Or throw him to the wolves and see how he responds.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, just put him in a spot where he might fail and let him fail a few times.
I mean, I just think playing Tashaun Bower over him is in the long run. In the short term, I understand you're trying to win a game. In the long run, to me, is nonsensical.
Yeah, I agree with that. But to your point, and again, this is just a theory, maybe that was the case for the previous 2, 3, 4 weeks. Maybe they said, hey, you know what? You are going to get a chance to prove it, but just shore up X, Y, and Z. And maybe some of the things that, you know, us without the coaching eye, maybe he is making mistakes that they're repeatedly hitting on in practice and they're continuing to surface in games. And that maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Jeff, to go back to what we started this segment with, which is that kickoff return by Dan Connolly a decade ago. Again, I mentioned it already. Big story on The Athletic to sort of look back on
that.
The
oral history.
The oral history, if you will, of Dan Connolly's kickoff return, which sort of jump-started a Patriots comeback at the end of the first half in that game 10 years ago this week against the Packers. What people may not remember about that, that was sort of the game that got Matt Flynn paid.
Yeah, good point.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the game that got him the big contract. But what was your biggest takeaway out of talking to all the guys that you did what Dan Connolly himself, Devin McCourty, Matthew Slater, Sebastian Vollmer, what was your biggest takeaway in talking to those guys about that kickoff return?
Yeah, Rob Gronkowski, Dante Scarnecchia, Scotty O'Brien. I mean, it was really, really fun. My two big takeaways. One, I knew that Dan Connolly was a good guy. I mean, I covered his entire tenure here in New England, but I didn't know how much he was just universally adored by everybody in that locker room at all position groups. I did not realize that. Now, he was a captain during his final year in 14, but just like – the general admiration or genuine admiration that those guys had for him and just loving retelling that story. I mean, I couldn't get these guys off the phone because they ate it up so much. And then the other one, which I'll use as more of a tease, but I had no idea about Belichick's pregame speech the night before and how that kick return tied into a story that Belichick told about his father back from the 1940s. And how it was sort of symmetrical there. I thought that was just a wild connection and how it all sort of came together 24 hours later.
So go read that now on The Athletic. And, of course, give Jeff a follow at Jeff P. Howe on Twitter. Jeff, thank you.
Hey, good to see you UMass guys doing good things too, huh? I mean, I know it doesn't happen within the actual football program, but nice week for Liam Cohen.
Liam Cohen, new offensive coordinator
new
at Kentucky.
Job at Kentucky. He's leaving the NFL, and he's going back to the college ranks.
I wonder, it'd be the first time he's ever at a big-time college program. I hope he can adjust.
I'll have you know, and Jeff will have you know, that Liam Cohen led his team in 2006 to the FCS
I know, I was there
national
in Chattanooga.
Title game in
I was
Chattanooga,
there.
A game which you covered.
I was there, I know.
Uh-huh.
I know, yeah.
UMass was a bigger deal then than they are now. That's
against
for sure.
App State.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hot, hot, hot. Keep it hot at App State. That's right.
FCS juggernauts.
Good mention. Thank you, Jeff. I'm glad you brought that up. Little piece of news this week in the football world.
Culture shock for Cohen, man. Ooh, I hope he's okay.
I'll have you also know that he was on the coaching staff of a team 2 years ago that competed against the Patriots in the Super Bowl, Chris.
Yeah, I know, at the pro level. But, I mean, you know, this is big-time college football.
You're being an ass. That's all I've got to say. All right, thanks, Jeff. Good talking to you.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, Jeff.
Happy holidays.
Jeff
Howe
of The Athletic. I can't believe that you're just going to deliver those shots.
You guys do it all the time. You both take shots at your alma mater.
Not Liam Cohen. I will not let you... say such things about Liam Cohen. I will let you
this
crap
is not a shot
all
at
over
Liam
the
Cohen.
Current team and current coach, but you will not speak ill of Don Brown or Liam Cohen.
I'm not speaking,
those are a couple of rules that ground rules
I'm not speaking
rules
ill
here.
Of Liam Cohen. I think he's a bright young coach. I'm just saying it's you know it's going to be a bold, exciting new world for him. Major college football. I don't see what I'm saying that's so offensive.
It's your tone. That's a real problem
okay,
here.
Sorry.
And we'll deal with that during the break before we talk to Paul Perillo of Patriots.com. Paul Perillo will join us on the other side here on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.